When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast where your artificial friends.
Howdy there, artificial friends. Let's do some almanacking today. I'm Andy. So just what is the brightest star in our night sky? What's the origin of the clip-on tie? And is astrology the truth or a lie? Hey, that all rhymed. Let's start up the almanac. I'm Andy Chanley, and this is Andy's Almanac. It's a brief look at everything that ever happened to anybody on this date. It's Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. Just 12 more shopping days left until Christmas.
Yawns my privateer, see how trim she lies.
440 years ago today, Sir Francis Drake set sail from England to eventually become the second person to circumnavigate the globe. He's a real piece of crap, this Sir Francis Drake. We won't say pirating ships, we'll call it privateering.
To lay with pretty women, to drink my dear wine, to hear the rollers thunder on a shore that isn't mine. Privateering.
Mark Knopfler has a song for everything. Privateering because he'd often let officers go free after stealing their boats. That's neighborly. And he steals everything from Chilean wine to African slaves. Yeah, he's a slave trader in his 20s, capturing ships off Africa, sailing them to the New World, where he would steal Spanish gold. Such a turd that Queen Elizabeth knights him for his work. Ah, but he does claim California for England in the name of the Holy Trinity, so thanks for that, England.
The people on your man of war are treated worse than scum. I'm no flogging captain, and by God I'll sail with some. Come with me to Barbary, we'll ply there up and down. Not quite exactly in the service of the crown.
Speaking of explorers, 375 years ago today, Dutch explorer Abel Tasman discovers the South Island of New Zealand. The proud Maori warriors living there try to fend off the Dutch explorers, but you know how that turns out. By the way, Tasman had discovered another island a few weeks before, south of Australia. Well, guess what he names it? Actually, he does not name it Tasmania, the home of the Tasmanian devil. He names it Van Diemen's Land, after a Dutch official. But after the English settled it with convicts and ethnically cleansed almost all the Aboriginal people out with killing, isolation, and disease, they decided to rebrand it as Tasmania in 1825. Thanks again, England! Today's the day in 1920 that astronomer Francis G. Pease uses an interferometer at Mount Wilson Observatory to become the first person to measure the diameter of a star, Betelgeuse.
I can help.
Classified as a red supergiant, Betelgeuse is one of the biggest visible stars in the night sky. If it were where our sun is now, Betelgeuse...
It's showtime.
Wait, what's happening? It would engulf the asteroid belt, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, maybe even Jupiter. If the human eye could see the entire spectrum of light, it'd be the brightest star of all. I think...
Attention, Game Word shoppers.
I think it's time to change the subject. Today is the day in 1928 that George Gershwin's An American in Paris premieres in New York City. It's also the day the clip-on tie is invented. And if that doesn't describe how Americans are thought of in Paris, I don't know what does. But hey, you know, clip-on ties have legitimate uses. People with disabilities can now wear ties. Cops can wear ties without worrying about somebody strangling them with it. And you can wear them in a factory without worrying about being pulled into a drill press and having your skull hollowed out. This is the day in 1950 that James Dean launches his acting career in an iconic movie that changes America? No, in a Pepsi commercial.
Bounce, 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 go get Pepsi for the Pepsi bounce.
Now go get Pepsi.
Pepsi for the Pepsi bounce, more bounce to the ounce, more bounce to the ounce.
He plays a young man who pounds a player piano with his fist, a la Fonzie, and starts the party.
Ooh, my Pepsi.
Pretty cool, I guess.
See a shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean.
James Dean.
Now, hold on there, David Essex. You're confusing your James Deans and Jimmy Deans. They're not the same person. In fact, country star and sausage mogul Jimmy Dean makes history on this same date 11 years later. Today in 1961, Jimmy Dean's Big Bad John album is the first million-copy seller in country music. Have a listen.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
And finally, let's test the merits of astrology. The best skunk in music is born on this day in 1948.
Bull man!
Ah, my great bone, they love sweet mace. It is love, love, love at sight first. No, is it not? No, yes?
No, wrong skunk. Jeff Skunk Baxter, guitarist for Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers in the 1970s, is 69 today. And he's smart. These days, he's a consultant chairing a congressional advisory board on missile defense. Yeah, he's an actual rocket scientist. Meanwhile, born within hours of Skunk on the same day is a real stinker, Sweaty Teddy Nugent, the Motor City Madman, who would rather kill a skunk with a crossbow than look at it. He calls for Americans to chop off President Barack Obama's head, to hang Hillary Clinton, and he says that he'd shoot Senator Harry Reid if he had the chance. I play some of his music for you, but your day will be better without it. So Baxter and Nugent, both guitarists, born on this same day, but slightly different people. Then a happy 60th birthday to Reservoir Dogs actor Steve Buscemi. And Fargo, and Boardwalk Empire, and The Sopranos. And don't forget him as Buddy Holly the waiter in Pulp Fiction.
Joker's to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
And he shares this birth date with Morris Day. Yes, of Morris Day and the Time.
Jesse, now Jerome, yes.
Love Morris Day. Saw him at the House of Blues 20 years ago. Just awesome. And hey, he was in Purple Rain and Graffiti Bridge as an actor, just like Steve Buscemi, so I guess we'll call that astrology battle a draw. And that's today's Andy's Almanac for Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. Any copyrighted material remains sole property of the copyright holder, appears only for scholarship, criticism, news reporting, parody, or satire. I want to thank you for tuning in to Your Artificial Friends, this podcast. Please tell your friends about it. You can reach us on Facebook under Your Artificial Friends, and you can follow me directly on Twitter at Andy_Chanley. And thanks to my real friends and podcast partners, Sam Farmer, Larry Morgan, and Josh Fligger. We'll all join you next time on Your Artificial Friends.